Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Public School System is coming under fire from immigration advocates. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice points to a Boston School Police report about an altercation between students. That report was shared with an intelligence unit at Boston Police Department, whose records federal authorities can access. One of the students named was subsequently arrested by immigration officers. He's been in custody for 15 months. Advocates say they fear minor incidents in schools will lead to the deportation of undocumented students. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
Boston public school leaders say they do not keep records of students' immigration statuses and that they only share student records with law enforcement when ordered to do so by a court. But the report in question by the Lawyers Committee is a school incident report filed by a Boston school police officer assigned to East Boston High School. The school department says these documents are considered police reports and are shared with the Boston Police Department in some serious cases. Matt Kreger is an attorney with the Lawyers Committee.
We've heard from BPS spokespersons that their school police won't share such records unless there are things like gang-related homicides or possible threats to public safety at stake.
Kreger questions, then, why this specific school incident report about an altercation among students ended up with the Boston Regional Intelligence Center, or BRIC. BRIC is a data analysis unit at Boston Police Department. It's accessible to state and federal law enforcement agencies, including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The unit is tasked with keeping tabs on gang threats, drug activity, and potential terrorism. Sarah Sherman Stokes is an attorney for one of the East Boston High School students who was written up for the altercation. She says her client was pinpointed as a gang associate in the school police report. And that, she says, set a whole series of actions in motion.
Once he's labeled a gang member or a gang associate, that information gets replicated across databases. And it looks as though he's being identified as a gang member or a gang associate in multiple places, but it's all stemming from the same source, which is this Boston Public School incident report.
Sherman Stokes says her client does not have gang ties. He's a young man from El Salvador who entered the U.S. illegally when he was 17 years old. After receiving a visa, his green card application was actually pending when he was arrested by ICE. He has no criminal record or pending charges, according to Sherman Stokes. She says federal agents have used pictures of him in a blue soccer jersey to support their claim that he's a member of the gang MS-13 and that he was denied bond because of the gang label. Boston police tell us the issue at hand is how the school resource officers who work for the school department, not Boston police, are collecting and reporting information on students. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.